letting the bell signal to us that we're coming into another sitting, that we've changed our postures, we've made a transition. And as I read this poem from Wordsworth, just allow yourself to take your postures and settle in a way that feels agreeable, is alert, and yet is also easeful. This is a really famous poem from Wordsworth. And you may connect it to your own experience, perhaps today, with sensing and savoring at the at that walk period out of doors. And it has an interesting little backstory it's based on the notes of his sister, as are many of his poems, it seems, and an experience that they had one spring walking together. I wandered lonely as a cloud. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host, of golden daffodils beside the lake beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle in the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them dance, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. And so, lovely sentiment, and you may have seen as you were out today some daffodils, or certainly be able to call some to mind in your mind's eye, to gladden the heart and mind, the brightness of the yellow, that pert little face that they all have with their rim of petals. And a slender green stalk . Knowing, too, that beneath the soil of that slender green stalk is a very strong root, the bulb, beneath the earth, and it's been lying dormant for months now, possibly since November. And daffodils, as described in the poem, often grow in clumps. In community they grow. They support one another. Like us, they do best in community. And so you might, in your mind's eye, just hold the image of a daffodil surrounded by other daffodils, bright and yellow and cheerful. And feeling embodied as the daffodil, become the daffodil if this suits you. Or perhaps it's some other spring flower or no image at all, whatever suits you. Just be sure to become embodied with kindness, with interest. Get rooted. Feel body sitting. And down through your legs from your bottom on your bench cushion chair. Feel rooted into the earth of the earth. And feeling too your torso rising up out of the earth like the slender stalk of the daffodil, with its green leaves as your upper extremities. And the cheerful yellow flower as head and neck. And being breathed. And simply feeling body sitting and being breathed with interest in friendliness and calling upon the image of the daffodil. Whenever you feel the heart mind needs cheering or cheerfulness or a sense of others sitting too in the garden with you. The daffodil stands tall in the garden, upright, and yet is also flexible, so that when the wind blows, the rains come, it bends, and yet is still stable at its base. And so too for us, when the winds of thought emotion bundles blow through. We can notice, we can let them move through, bend with it briefly, notice it, open to it, and yet stay stable. letting it move through, knowing it will have its life, it will come, it will go, these thoughts and thought emotions. And we'll remain sitting here like the daffodil. Rooted in the earth. Stable yet flexible. Knowing the wind blows, rains come. It's just life moving through. We project cheerfulness and warmth onto the flower part of the daffodil. Can we use that to help ourselves now? To cultivate some happiness, contentedness perhaps. Maybe a little bit of a smile. The eyes and lips can help. Take on the bright yellow, that perkiness of the flower. being very grounded, very rooted through your lower extremities, stable at your base, your bottom, and upright and dignified through the torso. And a spirit of welcome through the face with a wee bit of a smile. So we sit here feeling the body and being breathed. Letting the winds of worry and concern be known, noticed, and let them blow through. Knowing that whatever shows is simply nature happening, nature rolling through, whatever we may experience within body, mind, and heart. It's life happening through us. No mistakes.